Welcome to season 8 of In the Moment, a podcast hosted by Anthony Mindel. This season, Anthony chats with actors, influencers, casting directors, and so many more in the entertainment industry. From AI to spirituality, conversations are cultivated about acting, art, life, and of course, finding ourselves in the moment. In today's episode, Anthony chats with Rahul Rai. Rahul is an actor and creator with over 5 million followers across his platforms. The two have passionate conversations about the nuance of using TikTok as an avenue for acting, touching on how to be marketable as an actor on social media, burnout, and the relationship between artists and money.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of season 7, is it? Or season 8? It's season 8.
Really?
Yes. So welcome, everybody. See, it never goes as planned. That's life. We just had a little mini earthquake here. That's kind of what I love about the uncertainty of the moment. So welcome to In the Moment, season 8. And my guest, you ready? Rahul Rai?
Nice.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Are you related to Aishwarya Rai?
Okay, yes.
Are you really? No.
We're like distant cousins. I've never met her. But if you talk to my dad,
serious?
He will explain everything to you.
I thought that was just a joke. I was just joking.
No.
She's the most...
So, okay. So there's Rais. If you ever meet a Shetty, if you meet a Hegde, we're all from the same community called the Bunts community, which is like a very small community in India.
Okay.
From Mangalore.
Yeah.
So my dad knows the whole history of it, and like he's the first generation that like immigrated here, and a big selling point that he always says to like, you know, out of pride, Aishwarya Rai, Sunil Shetty, if you know like Bollywood stars, they're like huge.
Yeah.
So that's
massive.
Like a, that's a huge like plus point.
You need to call her up and be like, "Hey, will you be on my TikTok?"
Yeah, I have no idea. She'll...
She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
She is. She's like symmetrically
perfect. Perfection.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know
so it's
my.
Funny that you bring that up.
Well, I know my like Bollywood superstars.
Yeah,
are you
yeah.
kidding me? You know what? Well, last year I saw you, and I had just come back from India. And we talked
yeah, yeah.
about that. We could talk about that. I've been to India a few times, and
you've probably seen more of India than I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, yes. That happens sometimes.
I've only been to the south.
Uh huh.
So Mangalore, Bangalore, and
okay.
then Bombay.
Uh huh.
Because that's where we have family.
Okay. I've not been to Mangalore. I've been to Mumbai. We just shot in Pune, which is like really incredible.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a very artistic enclave.
Yeah.
I've been to Varanasi, to Delhi.
Yeah.
The city of light. I've been everywhere. I mean, not everywhere. I mean, I want to go to Rajasthan and like, I need to go back. I just being there brings up, like even just right now, I put in my hand on my heart.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh gosh, India feels like home to me in many ways.
Oh, nice.
Did you know that was like part of my like spiritual journey when I first went?
I know you talk a lot about like Ganesh.
Yeah.
Krishna.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
All the gods of the like Hindu,
yeah.
you know, canon. There.
Yeah.
I should
know more.
I won't quiz you on your Hindu gods.
I don't know a lot.
Hanuman?
Yeah, yeah.
The monkey god? Okay, you know the basic
I know the
ones.
Basics.
Lakshmi?
Yes.
Yeah, you know them. Okay, you're fine.
But like the all the mythology and all
oh,
that
gosh,
stuff.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's like, I think that's why I'm so drawn to it, because
yeah.
it's not I don't think I'm using the word right. Anthropomorph. When you're anthropomorphizing, which is attributing human qualities to an animal. But
yeah.
it does have that, like, it feels very personal in a way, because there's a god for everything in India, which is
yeah,
what I love
and,
about it.
And there's a lot of like, if you read like Vedanta philosophy,
yeah,
you'll read a lot of like where you are the creator of life.
Mm.
You're not answering to some higher, even though we have a god for it, which is like the weird kind of irony of it all, is like there are gods for everything,
right.
but there's this central philosophy that you're the creator of your life.
That's right.
And you have to answer to yourself,
yeah,
to hold yourself accountable, responsible,
yeah.
all that kind of stuff. So there's a very big power of self.
Yeah.
In like Eastern philosophy in general,
yeah,
which I think a lot of people find very attractive from the West, because it's kind of the opposite in the West, where you
it's monotheistic.
You, yeah, you answer.
That's
to,
right.
To the,
one.
Yeah.
Usually, like a Judeo-Christian God, right?
Yeah.
Like the biblical God.
Yeah.
Yeah, which can be very guilt and shame.
Yeah. There's a lot of guilt.
You're
and shame
a sinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh
yeah.
my gosh. Yeah, I always joke that I'm a recovered Catholic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But I also, what I find so fascinating about India too is it has more, I think like every religion is represented in Indian culture.
Yeah.
From Zoroastrianism to
yes.
Christianity to Islam to Hinduism.
Yeah.
You know, it's so diverse
yeah.
and
It is.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because there's a lot going on. Not that I know everything that goes on, but there is this interesting, like, everybody's accepted.
Yeah.
And everybody's allowed.
Yeah.
So you're seeing a lot of different, every state is almost its own country, has its own language, has its own culture, food. But there is a national language to India, which is Hindi. And so it's trying very hard to bring together very different ideas, people, and thoughts, and all this kind of stuff. So there's like, it's a like a real melting pot in a way.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like Kashmir.
Yeah.
And there's like parts that are right. Yeah. I mean, it's, but also, oh gosh, what's the prime minister's name?
Modi.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just like anywhere nowadays, right? There's so much like controversy and political intrigue and interesting times.
It's weird. It's just, you're seeing a bunch of things at the same time happening all at once.
Everywhere. Everything everywhere. All at once.
Yeah. It's such a weird part of life.
Yeah.
Everything is happening all at once.
Yeah. Well, that's what I also love about India, too, because you're confronted with it.
Yeah.
You know,
you see huge amounts of wealth.
And then huge amounts of poverty.
And right next door, you see huge amounts of poverty.
But Rahul, but to a degree, like, I think a lot of Westerners aren't maybe accustomed to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know what I also, and this may be my own Western projection onto it, but having spent time in India and having Indian friends and people who live there, it also, and having shot a movie there, which I thought in many ways was kind of an example of this, is in Indian culture, there is also a place for everyone. So like on set, there was the chai boy who only brought us, that was his only job. Yeah. And then I joke that, and he was always bringing me chai, and I love chai, but I could only drink so much a day. And then when I would say no, he was really deflated and sad. And then there was the chairman who I stand for 12 hours a day, but he would always be there when we would move. And there's a chair, but I don't sit down. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't need a chair. But that was his only job. Yeah. And he got paid for it.
It's a huge culture of respect.
Yeah, I love it. Well, there's that too.
There's a big like touching of the feet of your teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. Your guru.
Yeah. I'm sure they called you like Sir, Tony Sir.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
They did. You're right. I mean, I'm like, just call me Tony.
Yeah. There's a lot of that kind of stuff. There's a lot of respect for the elders, for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It sounds like do you have a cold because you're chewing on a lozenge?
I have.
He's protecting his voice like in Sound of Music.
I have this unending cough, cold,
okay.
Something.
All right.
Not contagious.
What's your lozenge of choice?
So this is like an Ayurvedic thing.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I asked.
I don't want to take
it out. No.
Yeah. But it's a seed.
Oh, wow.
And I just keep it in my mouth.
I was going to say, is it going to decrease in size?
It like the
Does that
shell
dissolve?
Cracks and then I throw it out and then I have another one.
Oh wow!
I have a whole batch of these. I had voice problems because I like blew out my voice.
From
acting.
Oh really?
Just like doing like a primal yell during one scene and then just something happened. So then my dad went to India and like
and he got you these?
And got me this and then it just like lubricates my throat.
Okay. We should get them to be like endorse our podcast and then we will.
Yeah.
I want to see these.
I also have
later on. Like,
calls,
okay. Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of
the traditional.
Yeah.
So, wow, we just went off on a major but important tangent. I mean, I always advocate everybody should go to India, I think.
Yeah.
To experience it.
Yeah.
And also,
it's a trip.
It is a trip.
It's modernizing a lot more now. So, even when I go back, like when I went back to Mangalore back in 2019, there were like lanes in the highways.
Oh yeah. It's
like there's a westernizing. Yeah. It's nice.
Well, the infrastructure there's more money there now, right? So they're developing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just happening faster and faster.
I know it's nuts. But then you also see, you know, like the absurdity or the profoundness of India.
Yeah.
Like you'll see modernization, and then you'll see something that will blow your mind in terms of like. Humanity, or I took a photo of it. We were going back to the airport when we were wrapped, and it was pouring down rain.
Yeah.
And there was a guy on the back of a open bed truck, wearing like I don't know what it just was. This photo of the skies were so dark, and he was being drenched, and he had on like. I don't know, like a caftan or something, and it was so like haunting, but he just probably needed a ride, you know what I mean? And again, like, whoa, like it was so, that's what I love about India. Yeah. It's so mythological in a way.
I mean, it's like one of the oldest civilizations in the world, in our history.
And you know where meditation comes from.
Right.
Yeah. Yoga, it's sacred. Yeah, that's
all
right.
That stuff.
Patanjali, like, yeah. You know, the...
A lot of Western text is influenced by that. A lot of
yeah,
movies,
of course.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I don't think people... And then let's talk about the food.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's incredible.
It's nuts. It is nuts. Like, how they can have, like...
For us, vegetables are very high.
Are you vegetarian?
I'm not vegetarian.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
But, like, our vegetarian food is, like...
Yeah. It outclasses, like, meat eating
people
in America.
People love our vegetarian.
People are like, is this a culinary podcast? Okay. They're really listening because they want to know about your TikTok-ness.
Yeah.
Okay, just breathe. You're good.
Yeah.
But first of all...
But it's nice.
No, of course. Well, I want to talk about it because... Yeah. But also, Rahul, you've been here for a while and you've, like, turned into a tremendous actor, too. So I think it, like, speaks volumes of you. Like, first of all, just, you know, being in the work. You just have to keep focusing on the work, right? And, like, TikTok is another way.
It's just another avenue.
That's right. Avenue, pathway. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did this... Because Jen has been wanting you to be on the show forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
She stalks you, mildly. But your stuff is really funny.
Yeah,
so what was the inspiration for it? And the towel scarf, head scarf,
yeah,
and, like...
Yeah. So a lot of things in my life have happened by accident.
Of course.
Like, happy accidents. I had a friend in 2019 who said I should post on TikTok. I didn't know anything about TikTok.
Okay.
He said, you should post some of your dance content on there.
Oh, that's right, because like, that's right.
Yeah.
You
so
dance.
That's how the whole acting thing started, from dance.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know what TikTok is. All right, fine, I'll do it. And then TikTok was just the first app that made sense to me.
Why?
It's all video.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you can lip sync.
True.
So you don't have to use your own voice.
That's right.
So you can mass produce content that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot to edit on the app.
Right.
So you don't have to shoot
separate setups.
Things
yeah.
And then
yeah, it's all
put in.
Internal.
And then it just like becomes kind of addictive in a way, especially if you're able to get some momentum, then you don't want to let it go. Then you keep feeding it and then you don't want to let it go. And then it brings up a lot of other stuff. So there's a big growth process over the last 4 years that I've been doing it, but it just kind of cascades. It leads one thing to another. You got 1,000 followers, you get 10,000, you get 20,000, you get 100,000, you have all these internal milestones in your head. So it becomes like this thing. And you know, to create momentum in this line of work is very difficult. And then when you do, you don't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pair that with a pandemic and there's nothing else to do.
Mm.
And so it becomes like a very creative outlet. You're providing entertainment, you're making people laugh. And it became like my life. I was maybe posting like... At my height, I was probably posting like 18 pieces a day.
Whoa.
And then I have another I had another profile at the time too, so I was like another 9, so like 27 pieces a day for like 6-7 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And so, you know, burnout is real.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it brings up a lot of stuff, but it's good stuff because if you can deal with it and go through it and then reassess and create a more... It's how you can create a more sustainable way of working at a high level.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I...
No.
Like, no, okay. Because again, I want to stress that you're in it. Not that TikTok is a... TikTok? I don't know. I just... You could tell I just joined. I have like 2 followers.
Like,
I don't care.
I
like,
think
it's
I know where you're going. It's like it's a social media platform, which
exactly.
means it's
I'm
not acting, which means it's not...
Yeah.
I see a lot... So I have the same...
And Rahul, I've also taught a lot of influencers in different spaces.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's like... A bastard form of,
no.
You know, I've never been like, oh, yeah. Acting is like, I mean, I love acting and I'm so.
I used to be like that though. So that's the point I'm trying to make.
Uh-huh.
There's an ego to it.
That it's a subordinate.
Like, it's kind of like if you go back in time.
Yeah.
And you see Broadway actors when film's coming out, they're like film now.
Or silent
talkies
film stars
to
talkies. That's right.
And then film to TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
TV, film to maybe commercials. Now the whole industry to social media.
Yeah.
There's this weird natural hierarchy
yeah.
or ego that happens.
Yeah.
What I've come to realize is social media is a distribution service.
Mm-hmm.
You get free distribution to the world.
Mm-hmm. Of your creation.
And you have creative control.
Yeah, that's right.
So if I put that deal on the table to you, it's almost too good to be true.
Right.
Because there's no cost to you.
Right, that's right.
There's no monetary cost.
Right.
You don't even need to have a script. You can play all the actors. You can play all the parts. You like plumbing, you're talking about plumbing. You don't even have to do anything in the entertainment space.
Right.
You can talk about clothes.
An expert of...
And you get distribution to the world.
Mm.
Now there's a game, and it's hard. But this is the possibility. So now, if you're able to respect it, then crack it, then you start to understand you get attention. When you have attention, you have a form of leverage.
It sounds like you've done a TED Talk. Okay, yeah. We're done here.
But like, when you have attention, it can lead to money.
Right.
Which is another form of leverage.
Right.
Now, if you know how to use money to then get more attention, now you can start building a machine. Well, I have a whole theory on, not a theory, I have a whole, like, a personal philosophy about it.
Can you hold that thought? You won't forget it if it's your personal philosophy. Because I also have a personal philosophy about it.
Yeah.
And they may clash, which I think will be interesting. But we'll come back to that. But first I want to just ask, so you created it and then it kind of took off. And you started with, because they were like funny dance stuff that you were
doing.
Dance and
then lip syncing.
Right.
And then I started using my own voice.
Right. And your own characters.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's when it's really kind of blossomed.
And then it just kind of keeps going.
Because you're funny also.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's cringe, some of it's funny, some of it's this, some of it's that.
It's funny, I think.
And it's, you know, you kind of learn about, like, the business. You start to learn about how it's not always just about you. It's about the audience, give them what they want. Uh-huh. But also you got to find a way to creatively say what you want to say and have a post that's just for you.
See, this is where, this is so hard to have a conversation about it, because there is always such a trade-off in a way, because sometimes, like, I have a person I work with, and he's got like 15 million followers on a different platform, on YouTube or something, and I find him, and he's really studying and learning and growing as an actor and developing those skills, because they never meet. They really don't meet. And yet he's, I think, being saddled by
his social media life and his acting.
That's right. Yeah. They don't come together in a way. He has personality, but the personality that he fronts on his YouTube is not the personality that needs to be fronted in a way in his work. Yeah. It actually is masking. It's like a mask of his real self. Yeah. See, so this is, to me, as a teacher and trying to find, it's, of course, it's still personality.
Yeah.
You have a personality of who you are on TikTok and in your work. But I guess where I was going with this is, he's also wanting to do different kind of content, but his own success on his platform.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Yes. Yeah. So how do you, like, I think his audience gets really upset, and so he has to try to curate the things that he's gotten an audience for.
Yes.
But then where does that leave the creator? If you're 23, or if you're 17, 18, and 19, and you're doing, that's great. But as we all know, our phase of life journey keeps changing us, and we're not the same creator we were when we were 17, or even during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So what's that like?
Yeah.
To stay relevant.
I don't have an answer, but, you know, I always, like, there's always inspiration in other fields. You see this with sports. You see this with other creators. You have to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
You have to kill your darlings.
Yeah, that's right. So you haven't had to do that yet.
Well, in different ways I've had to. Like, I understood that I couldn't lip sync forever.
Yes, I'm glad you've.
And I have to use my own voice. And I remember shooting my first video using my own voice. I'm like sweating on the back of my neck because I don't know if it's going
to
work.
We need to pull that one up.
You know what I mean?
Just see the, like, dripping sweat.
And then there's the next thing of, like, trying a different character or trying something or trying to, like, not cross the line too much into the sexual things.
Right.
Without it being weird. And just, like, and then I have to deal with, not that my parents aren't supportive, it's just like, oh, now people in my personal life
are watching it.
So, it's all like, it's a challenge. That's the game.
Yeah.
You cannot escape these challenges, and the challenges are going to be personal to you.
Yeah.
You know, so I will, to me, the challenge for me is can I maintain this, all of this, and not discourage, but can I not turn people off that are in the more traditional
space. Yeah.
So if I go for a pilot, if I go for this, there's this idea.
Yeah, that you're this kind of person. Oh, yeah, and he can't do this.
But it's leverage.
Right. That's right.
There's a way to spin it.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to spin it.
Yeah.
Because you have to sell.
That's right.
I have to sell.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I know, Tony, I know, I put a towel on my head.
Yeah.
I know. I'm in a fake relationship. I get it.
With yourself. I love it.
But I come with people.
Yeah.
I come with 5.1 million people.
Yeah.
think of the marketing opportunities now.
No, it's smart. You're a smart businessman.
So I don't know. You just got to psychologically.
I don't think people. I guess my question would be then how. I don't get asked this a lot, I guess, because I'm not an expert on it. As I said, I have 2 followers. Follow me at Anthony Meinl on TikTok. But
that's how it starts.
Well, I mean, listen, I just do.
But that's the thing.
It's
just another puzzle.
True. That's true. I don't overthink it. I just, I'm trying to spread love and inspiration and creative light bulbs. So that's what I'm using it for. But my point is I think also young people or actors who aren't on social media or don't have a following often feel like, because their reps are telling them you have to be on there, you have to profile. I think they feel very much hamstrung by, well, how do I get 5.2 million followers? And what is your advice about any of that?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully I've never had my reps force me into social media or force me to do anything.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of lucky in that sense. I mean, I guess I could pose a question to you. Is like, what if an actor comes to you and says, Tony, I want to be a star?
Oh, I just am like, okay, great. Right? And it's, do the work. You just got to do the work. Yeah.
You know,
and what does that mean, too? It's like, also, if we really want to unpack that, a star nowadays is different than what a star was 30 years ago, even 10 years ago. I mean, I've been teaching for almost 30 years. So the idea of a Hollywood star may even be gone nowadays because of social media, good or bad, whatever you think about it. It's put people right in our living room. Yeah. So there is no barrier to the mystique of who somebody was.
Yeah.
Everything is like dirty laundry is...
But yeah, and then you, the creator, have to decide what that line is.
That's right. It's fascinating. This is a cool talk. I thought it was just going to be like, how do I get lights of influencers?
No, you know what I mean? There's a depth to it.
Yeah.
Because there's a game. It's like sports. It's like, I'm very attracted to athletes. I find that mindset to be very, athletes and founders of startups, because you have to wear multiple hats. You have to be extremely self-disciplined. Mm-hmm. You have to be extremely humble very fast because your shelf life is very low.
That's right.
And so, you know, real humility is, I think, not shying away from compliments. Real humility is being able to honestly assess your game.
Right.
Being, I'm good at this, 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 and this. I suck at this, 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 and this. And then you deploy the self-discipline to get better at this, this, and this, and this. And then that allows you to sort of conquer your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you start conquering your own, you're kind of consciously rewiring everything. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful thing.
It's very Tony Robbins of you.
Oh, really? Yeah, but it.
Yeah, but no, but you're right.
I'm starting to realize how it's all just a one-on-one game in a way.
Well, it's kind of what we were talking about in India. It's like the construct of the world, who's constructing it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? For what point of view is the world being? What's the movie that we're watching? Who is the movie projector?
Yeah.
We are in the movie. We are the lead of our own movie, but are we also the director, the writer, the producer of it? You know, depending on your philosophy, we are it. You know, that's a whole other.
I remember when I used to audit, not audit. I used to
come observe. Come,
for foundations. And stuff like that. You talked a lot about Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I mean.
So you got me onto Bruce Lee.
Oh, okay.
So I started reading a lot of Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee's fascinating.
All of this stuff.
He's incredible. He's, I mean, if you talk about a guy like ahead of his time.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure.
Physically and
mentally, spiritually.
Yeah.
His understanding of the Tao. You know what I mean? Like understanding of flow or.
Two parts of the same whole.
Yeah.
That's a big part of like Taoism.
Yeah. I love it.
It's not art and science. It's art with science.
That's right.
It's not instinct and technique. It's both.
You know, to me, art is science in a way, or also spirituality is science. We just don't have, like, great spiritualists or yogis or gurus.
Yeah.
Or even if we should...
And to go back to the India thing, that's a big part of our philosophy.
Yeah.
There's a very scientific...
That's right.
...realm to our religion, if you will.
We're starting to see, like, I think with advances in technology and science being, you know... The advancements in science they're starting to see the synergy or the connection between ancient spiritual texts and philosophies, or whatever we would call them, with like the validation through science, which is very interesting. But we could talk about that as well, because I love talking about that with guests. But how do you, I mean, obviously you have so many followers now, so that's monetized, but how did that start to happen? Because I'm sure people are like, how do I quit my waiting tables job and money? Like
monetizing is difficult. So now that becomes the next
frontier. Yeah, the next frontier, the hurdle
to get followers one thing, then to convert a follower into either a paying customer or convert a brand into a paying customer.
Uh-huh.
Very difficult. So it kind of happens by accident, for me at least. It's like a brand approached me, and then I'm like, sure.
This throat lozenge brand approached you.
No, yeah, yeah. It was actually a granola brand.
Oh, it was? Yeah, okay, nice.
Bare Naked Granola.
Oh, nice. Okay.
They were the first brand to...
You just got a thumbs up over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah.
They approached me, and then I went to my manager, because I didn't have reps for
that
social
part.
Media
at the
time.
Okay.
I was like, what do you think? Yes, let's do it. What do we charge? This is what we're going to charge. Let's just try. It's great. And then I think I found, or an agent found me, social media agent. It's been really great. Opportunities started coming. Again, it goes back to leverage. You have attention.
Right.
If you're hot, you're hot.
Right. Right? If you're not, you're not.
Yeah, if you have the heat, you'll get the opportunities.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of leverage.
Yeah.
And that attention is a big form of leverage. You get opportunities. Now you can increase the
parlay
odds.
That into, So do you have like a base minimum of what you would do a brand deal for now? Or like?
We have rates.
Yeah.
And then there's like a negotiation.
And then is the rate also based on what kind of creation you make around it? Or do you have like, for this package, you get me just eating the granola bar in my skit?
Today's podcast episode is sponsored by We Audition. Receive 25% off with the promo code AMAW on weaudition.com. The video chat community to audition, rehearse, self-tape, and get advice, and hopefully book the fucking job.
Enjoying In the Moment? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow us at Anthony Mindel and at AMAW Studios, plus all the worldwide accounts near you for updates.
There's nothing like that, but there is more like...
He's trying to be funny.
there's sort of like a quote.
Okay.
And then if they want different layers of like, if they want to whitelist, which basically means they on the back end boost the post using money to get a higher reach.
Okay.
So charge for that.
Uh-huh.
If they want exclusivity for a certain period of time.
Right.
Is that. So there's layers of costs that go into on top of the base rate. And then there's a game. Like, do you want your... We can make a lower base rate and then charge higher for this so we can attract a little bit more attention, have more negotiating room, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I don't handle the negotiations because that's up to my team, but we have a conversation about it. And the game always changes because this environment is sort of coming to fruition. It's not 50 years old, right? So what I'm starting to realize is the whole brand side of things and that whole process of getting a brand deal is very akin to our line of work where a casting director calls you in, you give a great audition, but they don't get final say. Then it's the producers, the directors, the execs, and there's all these layers of approval that you don't have, you know, whether you have 5.1 million followers, it doesn't matter. You have to convince, or you have to hope that they aren't then convinced by whatever metrics.
That you're worth that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or that they want to use your creative sort of world to help promote their stuff.
Uh-huh.
So there is this, you know, once upon a time, everybody was just saying yes.
Right.
So that fucks with your mind because it's like, oh, 2022, everybody's saying yes to me.
Right.
Everybody wants me.
Right.
It's a lot of self-worth. My self-worth is very high. My self-worth is huge.
We are lucky we got him, folks. He said yes to our podcast.
It's worth this amount of money.
Yeah.
And then 2023 is different
because
the game evolves.
Uh-huh, interesting.
And then you don't want that to become like your whole...
Identity, self-worth,
but it's
who
hard.
You are. I know. These are other really ancillary aspects of social media.
Once you taste money as a creative person,
that's
really nice.
Yeah. It's hard. Because it's a validation that what you're doing is received.
Yeah. And
that's the thing about our business.
It's also just like... There's no roof.
Right. No, absolutely. And there shouldn't be.
There shouldn't be.
Right?
But it's also just unfathomable, not amounts of money, but whatever I get, there's somebody else out there that can make 10 times
exponentially,
more.
The Kardashians.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's just so wild.
It is the wild west out there, right? Yeah. But
peer into the real world.
But it's also, that's true. It is a microcosm of how the real world works beyond our business in a way, right? Yeah. Beyond Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, I also think that artists have a hard time because we often, and this is sometimes true, the commercialization of something sometimes makes it feel like it's a less pure art form. And so sometimes artists have a hard time recognizing their worth or their value. First of all, just as artists, right? Yeah. Because I think historically artists have been cast aside. They're not revered in culture. They never have been.
Yeah.
I mean, if we think about it, like, well, maybe they were
revered after they're dead. Usually.
Or, yes, but if we, well, if we look at, like, the beginning of, let's say, Western mythology and Western storytelling and theater in Greek times is, okay, they brought to the public an experience of what it meant to be human because they were wearing masks, and the people who were in the cheap seats in the amphitheater, they were reflecting back to them in their mask work, oh, you feel sadness, we feel pain, whatever, right? Yeah. And so it was a healing Greek word, catharsis, where that comes from. But I think over time, you know, the oldest profession besides being a prostitute is acting. And I think a lot of times people denigrate any kind of art form, that it's less than being a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think actors or artists themselves often have a weird relationship with currency, with money, right?
It's hard to sometimes monetize off of pure distribution.
It's not unionized, right? So you're not...
No.
Right, so it can be whatever it wants to be.
Yes.
And you can... And even if you don't have an agent, you can negotiate with the person. On your, it's like really, that's a wonderful aspect of it.
It is.
Right?
It is. Some of it, I don't know how it really works, but some of it does end up going through SAG. Because
how does
like
that work?
Commercial. I don't know. How, I don't really.
Well,
know.
It is kind of a. It's becoming.
Sometimes they ask.
Well, because I'm sure SAG. I mean, I'm a member of the union, but SAG as a union knows that that is where entertainment is heading. So they're having to try to get into the ground up quickly, you know what I mean? But I don't think they're prepared for it. It's already out of the gate, just like AI.
Yeah,
in a way,
it's hard,
right? How do you keep up with something that's there years ahead in a way? Yep. And how many I don't like that word content, by the way. I don't think you're a content creator.
Yeah,
you're just a creator. Content, come on now. Content is the stuffing. Content is the stuffing in a couch in the sofa. Content is like. Content is I don't know, the stuff in between, like, all of my shit in my shelf. It's not, I hate tech words.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. Well, I'm not making something to, like, this is the thing about tech. We can go to the dark side of it now. Yeah. Because, bro, what I find dangerous about it, and in my very conspiracy, I don't have a conspiracy mind. But when I start to think about where we're heading...
Yeah, you should connect the dots.
Yes.
And it's hard to not see
and
it in a pessimistic
way. I think it's
way.
Big tech.
That's how I feel.
Big tech.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. But there's a migration toward what big tech is doing with social media that is now moving toward traditional acting space. For me, as a teacher and a... I love the art form and the science of teaching acting to people to discover their human potential, right? Mm-hmm. But I am finding, and I was just the other day, I was like, well, this is interesting. Because big tech has created TikTok and Instagram and all social media platforms that came before it, what was it, Vine or whatever, right? And there is an aesthetic or and a logarithm of what's successful, and now I'm finding that more...
That's where culture is going.
That's where culture is going, but also big tech is starting to take over the distribution channels, the networks, the production companies, the movie studios. Why wouldn't they want to take the thing that is successful for them in a social media platform and make that on a traditional channel? That's fine, but for me... I think it doesn't bode well for actors. I'm starting to see a tendency for the actor to not act.
Yes.
Now, I don't mean act as in overact. I'm talking about...
It's like a social media version of acting.
Yes.
Not the...
absolutely.
Yeah.
And
we're going back to this, but in a different
way. In a different way. He's what you're saying, because we're not going to have this on video, but maybe we'll, because this is a great clip, is it's not, when I'm talking about acting, that word, we should get rid of that word. When we see a movie that we're really inspired by performance, or it's, or in class and you see something and it's so human and you're devastated or enjoying it, that kind of complexity, but simplicity is in complexity, I'm starting to see a neutrality, a homogenization.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to navigate around that because
It's not what you teach.
It's not what I teach. It's also not acting. But then again, it is a form of acting. You heard it here first, folks. I think it is the precursor to AI acting. If we're not seeking and challenging performance to be more human, and we're okay, meaning people who consume that, and most people are okay with just neutrality, homogeneity, we become sensitized to that. We think that's it.
Yes.
But that's not what lights me up or you up.
Yeah. I think I can fall into the same thing in different ways. I guess the only thing I take solace in is that nobody wins forever. Like nothing is set in stone.
Yeah.
Everything is negotiable.
Yeah.
Every law, every amendment, every this and that, every philosophy. I've been thinking about how, like, this country is a democracy. It does not have to be the future.
Right. That's right.
But that's the world you grew up in.
Right.
That's the world I grew up in.
That's right.
It doesn't have to exist. Whatever exists doesn't have to exist. It chooses. People are choosing to make this stuff happen. So
right.
There's still people who shoot on film.
Right.
And they're not supposed, you know, technically they shouldn't. Not that they shouldn't, but it's just so. So there's always there's always somebody. It might not be the majority anymore, but there's always going to be somebody that's like, remember when we used to do, let's try to make a movie that way.
Uh-huh.
And then it makes a billion dollars because somehow something clicks.
Right.
And then maybe people start shifting. The thing is, like, there's always this movement. You know, I don't, it's hard not to see the movement. It's hard not to think that the world's just going to become static. But there's always a dynamic movement between ideas because I think that's why history repeats itself. Nobody really wins. You just have to go away for 10 years. Then you come back 10 years later, you can win, even though you were on the wrong side of history.
Right.
That's why certain ideas come back. We're not over certain
things. Well, it is all circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've...
Valid point.
I fall into the same thing. I think there's a... I think there's like a whole... Like the education system doesn't teach you about money, so you're basically taught to be poor. You're also taught to be an employee. So the matrix is kind of a real thing. Just not a, you're not a battery for machines. You're an employee for companies.
Right.
Now, if you're not in the employment game and you're in the you're in the pursue your passion game, all your entire 16 years of education is not very useful.
Yeah, it
except for your basic ability to do math,
right.
Science, reading,
right.
Writing. You don't need to know about igneous rocks.
You're preaching. I stayed up with my niece last week. I was babysitting her till 1 a.m., helping her for this pop quiz about meiosis, spermatides, zygote. Homologous chromosomes.
Yeah.
I was like, unless she's going to be a doctor or a stem cell researcher, why does she? And then she was really stressed out. Of course, she got an A. And then 2 days later, I quizzed her on homologous chromosome. She was like, I don't remember that now, Uncle Tony. So that speaks to what you're talking about. Yeah.
But then who am I to say this is how the system should work?
Well, who are you not if you have an interesting idea?
Right.
This is how creativity, evolution, ascension builds on itself.
But imagine I had the leverage to then take this and turn it into the reality you have to live in.
Well, you do. You have 5.2 million followers.
Right, but it's not the same political leverage.
No, I know.
Right, so now the world really is just a reflection of a couple people's ideas that were in our...
You know, this is, these are, I like, know, you know this mean? Is what...
So this is like the weird thing
know,
I get into.
I know, this is, but this is also at the detriment and harm of advancement, right? It's like, I guess what I was going to, we could look at it from a broad political, sociological spectrum of what America is going through right now, which is weird and scary. And like, yes, it's in the hands of a few who seem to be antiquated and stuck in the dark ages. And it just makes no sense. But also what you were saying about what I do, even though in my rant about where sometimes I'm like, oh shit, this is where actors are feeling this pressure and feeling like a big inner life, but not knowing how to express it. But I also still am convinced, per what you were saying, there's always going to be an outlier. There's always going to be a new form that's created when something becomes saturated or... So all these things are like connected and cyclical.
But when you're in the middle of it,
yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah.
When you talk about it, it's easy.
I just want to go back to the 80s. Check out my new acid wash 80s jeans.
Yeah.
The 80s were the last great decade. Well, maybe the 90s, I don't know.
90s were pretty good.
90s were pretty rocking too, but I know everybody's going to be like, early 2000s. No. So, okay, so you are basically paying your bills.
Yeah.
Yes, good for you. You're being an artist. And your stuff is funny and original.
Well, it's inspired by a lot of things.
Yeah.
So,
but
it's filtered through my own
unique point of view. No. Yeah. That's what's why it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thanks.
So, and how has the journey been now leveraging that into, I don't want to call it the traditional space because it's all whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's helped.
Okay. It gets you seen for things. Yeah. It gets you in the door.
I mean, it gets me opportunities to have meetings, to have this and that. It's led to some bookings, which is great.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. And then we'll just continue to see how it works. I don't know. I'm waiting for the day where people are like, oh, but you're projected like this on social media and we want you to be like this. And I'm just like, well, I can do both. It doesn't matter.
But Rahul, they will always say that.
Yeah.
They say that about even, forget about social media. The business labels and defines you based on who you are, and they only want you to be that way.
Yeah.
It's very unimaginative in that regard, right? So we always, every actor who's broken through had to like break through the way, oh, well, you did that, and we just want you to do more of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the no.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to own your no.
Yeah, that's right. Which is scary because actors want to work. And it can be feast or famine, so...
Yeah,
it's
which is why I think if you know how to use money and invest money, again, it's a leverage thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't need the money, I can say no.
That's right.
I think, I don't know what happens at that level, but I'm sure a lot of people say yes because they need the money.
Maybe you should teach a money management class.
I had a whole profile on financial literacy.
Oh, wow.
That was my whole other profile.
Did you go to school for that then?
I studied econ.
Of course. I love it.
I originally went for acting.
Uh-huh.
I didn't love the program. I didn't really fit into the program too much. And so I dropped out of the program and I studied econ. And then it's kind of come back around. But economics teaches you how to draw connections between things that seem very foreign.
Wow. I love, what sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're a Pisces. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
When is it?
March 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of concurrent things happening in my brain all at once.
Are you emotional? Because Pisces are very emotional.
Yeah. But I feel things very deeply.
Yeah, I know they do.
Yeah. So you may not see it.
Right. But you're feeling it.
I can feel it.
So what do you do about burnout?
Yeah, so burnout...
Because that's important.
Burnout to me is like, if you're really obsessed about the vision you have, then burnout is simply an opportunity to reassess your process.
Right. Smart.
So some people run away because maybe they're not obsessed about the vision that they're after.
Uh-huh.
So to me, burnout was like, I've probably burned out many times. And then someone, hopefully, either yourself, you say it to yourself, or someone in your life says,
you gotta pull back or balance. Yeah.
So from making 27 pieces a day to then bringing that down to 3 and 3 is 6.
What's that mean? Tell me what that means.
So 27, so I had two profiles.
I know you had 27. Yeah.
Right. And then bringing that to 3 on this profile, 3 on this profile.
Got it. A day?
A day.
So you still do 6 a day?
Well, I do,
now,
I don't even have that
the
other
second
profile because it's just redundant.
Got it.
And I have nothing new to say.
Got it.
Which is why I probably would never actually teach a class. I would tell you, these are the books to read.
Got it.
Now you go do
it. At left brain, turn right.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Now you do the work.
Unstuck. Yeah. Just kidding.
And then, so now on this, my acting, the main thing, I do like 4 pieces a day.
I thought, okay, is that customary? I thought it was just like once a day. Can't you get by with 1 a day?
I just can't. I like to do 3 or 4 if I can.
You're very productive.
Yeah.
So how many, and is there like a minute long?
What's that?
A minute long.
Some of them are a minute plus. Some of them are below. Some of them are using my original voice. Some of them are using
music. So you do a mix of
again,
stuff.
So again, we're mixing and matching.
I see mostly you talking to you. So
yeah.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, it's very time. It's still very
It's time consuming.
But again, like, it's all just a reassessment of process. I don't work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I work like six, five. But I'm always putting out content.
Okay.
So there's drafts.
Wow.
So 7 days a week, you'll see content from my page. Very rarely.
And you just have an idea, and then you write it down, and then you're like, decide to do it as a skit?
I don't write it down. It's all in my head.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It can be inspired by anything,
mm-hmm.
by a conversation. It could be inspired by me watching my experience while I'm living my life. It could be from scrolling a DM, a comment, this and that.
Right.
Or somebody else's, and I can put my own spin on it. So it's a constant, it's like...
There's a lot going on in that brain of yours.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of... it's.
I love it.
Yeah. It's hard to tone it down.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're not doing 27 posts a day now. That's
no.
insane.
Can't do that.
That gives me anxiety. I have a problem just posting one. I'm always telling Jen, do I have to do it?
Yeah.
No, I know. Don't tell me you don't have to do it. I know.
It's hard. It's a tough...
It is.
It's a microcosm of the acting because you're going through hits, losses. Going through, you're hot, you're not. You're hot, you're not. On a daily basis.
True. I bet you seem so grounded, and also because we've been talking about worldly things, you also know, like, what does that mean anyway, right? Like, in the big scheme, like, I felt that earthquake, and I'm always just reminded, like, in the big scheme of things, civilization has only been around for 10,000 years, you know what I mean? As we know it. Yeah. And we are, like, literally this fragment of a fingernail. That's how long Homo sapiens have been on the planet.
Yeah.
So in the big context, we're all not.
Yes.
And in 100 years, you and I and everybody here in this room, engineering room, we're not going to be here. Yeah. And a whole new generation will be talking about the things that we think are hot or not.
Yeah.
I find that to be of so much solace, to not sweat the small stuff, because it's all small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a famous book about that. But
it's nice to think that nothing you do matters.
It doesn't.
And then at the same time, kind of everything.
Everything.
So they're concurrently working.
That's right.
Together.
Yeah. You have a lot of concurrency. It's true. You know what I think matters is kindness, making mistakes, but making amends, trying our best, failing, putting ourselves out there, being in service. That stuff, Matt, making things better for someone else.
Yeah.
What else do we take with us, you know? This idea of legacy, which I think is so important because I know that drives people a lot.
Yeah.
But again... When I think about legacy, I think of like an archaeologist and the sedimentary layers and legacies. We only think in terms of human history when we look back at somebody the last 200 some years. But think about, I'm obsessed with Neanderthals. You probably have heard me talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, they were here. They walked here and they had art and made music and fell in love and wore jewelry. And where's their legacy? I guess my point is again, in the context of time, 250,000 years, there is no such thing.
Yeah.
Except how do we leave people now?
Yeah.
Hopefully with a bigger heart. And you're creating content. Sorry, word. You're creating imaginative stuff that makes people laugh or gives them hope.
Create fantasies.
Create fantasies. I love it.
That's what I've come to realize.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't take stock all the time.
Yeah.
It happens very rare. It doesn't happen rarely, but it happens only in very private moments. But yeah, there's a certain pride you can take in if I look at 10 years ago.
Or and what you're doing now.
What I'm doing now. It's it's what I wanted but never expected.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Rahul, let's do the speed round, even though I forgot my speed round questions, and it's been a few months since I've gone back into the podcast. What's your favorite film of all time, or just your favorite film?
Man. I don't have a favorite film. I knew you were going to ask me this. I always say American Psycho, but it's kind of outdated a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit, but okay.
I love the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I can watch that a lot.
Funny. You're so funny, though. I thought you would have said a comedy.
I do love, like, 90s Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. He's out of the business, you know?
He's done.
I think so.
He's like retired.
He's painting.
Yeah, he's great.
I know. So is Sharon Stone. A lot of them, they were latent painters. She went to college on a MFA. Like she was a painter in college, and then she stopped to act. And But yeah, he does really interesting political painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Love that you know that. What's something you can't do without? TikTok, not included.
What can I do without? Probably food.
Oh, okay. Do you love Indian food?
I do love Indian food, but you know, eating it for like 30 something years, you develop a lot of acidity and
You're over it. Okay.
But I love to cook.
Oh, okay.
I love
Indian.
I don't really cook Indian food.
Okay.
Really being the salads right now.
Okay. Okay. Love a good salad. I miss the soup. Soup plantation.
Oh yeah.
I used to love the soup plantation. Yeah. I'm sad it's gone. Who's your celebrity crush?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you love Barbie?
I do. I just love my idea.
He's funny. You have a Ryan Gosling vibe.
I feel like he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Well, I don't know.
I feel like he works.
Yeah.
He does his thing and he goes
to goes lives.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
You have a Ryan Gosling vibe, actually. No,
you do. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it.
Young Al Pacino.
Uh huh. Okay. All right. Fancy pants. What was your favorite movie of this year? Have you seen everything or not?
I've seen a lot of it. You know, it's weird. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Okay.
But I did really love Oppenheimer. I really love Poor Things.
Oh, I love Poor Things. See, that's an example performance where huge risks.
Yeah.
Going for shit.
Yeah.
They were all amazing. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. It was wild.
Amazing.
What an interesting world.
Oh, my God. Like, Willem Dafoe, all of them. That was aspirational.
Yeah. It's one of those things that takes, like, a good minute maybe to get into
it.
And to understand, like, oh, this is what we're
watching
and dealing with and understanding. And then
I love that movie. It's so imaginative.
Yeah. I'm also a big Christopher Nolan fan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How would you describe acting in one word?
Really hard.
But how would you
not.
But
it's
not.
It's simple. That's what makes
it's
it
so,
everything.
That's right.
That's probably a better word. Simple things are always very
I always
difficult.
Say it's so simple, but it's not easy.
Yes.
That's the same thing. How would you describe TikTok in one word?
It's very, it's like a mirror.
Interesting. What's something you learned from being here at AMAW?
It's a lot. This never ends. There's no finish line.
That's right.
There's no end. Which is so frustrating.
I know, it is maddening, right?
You know,
but that's like life. It's analogous to life. There is no end. Even our end is a new beginning into something else. We just don't know what it is.
Acting's a lot like golf.
Uh-huh.
Process. Have you ever played golf?
This is weird that you say that. My whole family is a golfing family.
Okay.
Except for me.
Yeah, same. So they talk to you, I'm sure, about
golf. Oh, my God.
And they'll tell you about the shot they hit.
Yes.
And how beautiful it was. And the sound of the ball hitting
all
the club.
Of it, yeah.
And then they tell you about the next shot.
Yeah, it was a disaster. Yeah, they couldn't even get it. Like, yeah.
They can't understand.
Yeah, they flubbed
it. It's like
it.
You understand the universe,
yeah.
And then you understand nothing.
Quantum mechanics, yeah. String theory.
That's how
I love it. That's a good analogy.
It feels like to me now.
It's true. But you know what? You know, to be a little Bruce Lee, you're starting to get it when you get that.
Yeah.
Now, that's deep. I'll let my listeners meditate on that. You're starting to get it when you get that it's that, and that's actually the thing to get.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to teach that because we believe that there is a formula to acting or there is a 10-step perfect process. Well, yeah, that can get you a perfect robot AI acting, but I'm not interested in that. Yeah. So that's Emma Stone talks a lot about that.
Yeah.
You know, really all these actors you mentioned talk about.
I will say, like, being in the studio, it probably, like, being in the studio plus my parents, plus like certain things, has probably helped me cope, or at least come back to center.
Mm.
If I ever go off center, come back to center when dealing with like the work, the industry, TikTok, social media, all this stuff. There's a place of center. It's like a place to recenter yourself.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So thanks for you for that.
Thank you for being here. And my last question. If you ever listen to my podcast, you'll know what's coming. Nobody ever listens to the end, I guess. How would you describe love?
It's peace.
Oh, nice.
It's pure peace.
Pure peace.
Being in love is the greatest form of peace for me. Doesn't happen very often, but it's a beautiful form of... One of the best feelings in the world is being drunk for me. I quit alcohol. But when that alcohol hits the bloodstream,
it's
and you
like,
get that tipsy. For someone with an active mind, it really is great.
He's not advocating
drinking
y'all, but yeah.
Drinking your
no, just kidding.
But But like being in love is like the purest form of that without any of the hangover caused bloating and bad food decisions.
Oh, beautiful. So an elixir.
It's the greatest right. feeling.
Uh-huh. I would say my definition of love is just this moment right now.
Ah, that's really nice.
So, Raul, where can all of your fans and new listeners find you? Let's get you to the 5.5 mark.
You can find me at The Real Rahul Rai.
Ooh, on TikTok,
Instagram, YouTube.
Okay. That's it. Beautiful. Thanks for being here. That was really informative and funny. And
yeah, we should do it again.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to In the Moment. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and follow us at Anthony Mindel and at AMAW Studios, plus all the worldwide accounts near you for more.
Today's podcast episode is sponsored by We Audition. Receive 25% off with the promo code AMAW on weaudition.com. The video chat community to audition, rehearse, self-tape, and get advice, and hopefully book the fucking job.